Blog Talk Radio.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back the days of old, and magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fool into the mystic.
Good evening and a warm welcome to the show. I'm your host, Cinnamon Moon, and it's my pleasure to spend the next couple of hours with you. The show is brought to you by the Spirit Lodge Resource and Study Center, and that's located at spiritlodge.itgo.com. If you've registered with BTR, you're most welcome to join other listeners in the live chat room during the show. You will need to be logged in to do that, though. And I'd like to invite you to join our private Two Moons Talking group over on Facebook, where you're welcome to share questions, comments, personal experiences, or join in any comments that are going on over there. And, of course, you're welcome to follow me on Facebook through my Cinnamon Moon page and the Two Moons Talking Group and the Study Center, too, over at spiritlodge.itgo.com. It's an evening with me, and my topics this evening are overcoming limitations and the Ancient Guru. Next Monday is going to be a guest night with Rebecca Thompson. She's the author of Rebecca Rising. And also Sunday at 8:30, which is the title of a book, not when you're supposed to catch up with me. That said, I'll be taking callers at the top of the hour for topical comments or for questions at the end of the show when I'm going to be doing some free mini readings. My candle's burning. There's a hint of cinnamon wafting in the office. It smells delicious here, so let's get started. Overcoming limitations requires a proper state of mind and focus as one takes action to achieve their goals. If we walk with integrity, with good intention, and do the best we can in any given moment, we're walking through life impeccably. It's so important to focus our intent with joy in our heart and fuel our actions with passion to bring forth the manifestation of our desires. Because when we do, the universe conspires to do so with us, and amazing things happen with all that positive energy going on. Now, life does not simply deliver our dreams to us on a silver platter. We do have to work toward them too. But it's through that proper state of mind we can achieve our goals. And as we think, we act. As we act, we begin the manifestation process. Think about what your intentions are. Your thoughts, your feelings, and actions are of vital importance to your success. If you're a procrastinator, look to the past and how that slowed your progress or even held you back completely, you know. We've got to become a path of least resistance to changes if we want to see them come into our life. And if we resist change, we actually create obstacles and limit ourselves, literally manifesting our own limitations. Obstacles are often placed before us by guidance to help us grow, especially when we know or when we're known to procrastinate about taking on the task of manifestation. In this instance, our sources of guidance become our teachers, and the challenge is to discover the lesson hidden in the limitations we think that we're facing. By changing our attitude to a more positive perspective, we remove the limits and once again move into action. We'll find how quickly we're able to manifest results when we do that. We can't get there from here if we don't act to take the steps to move ourselves, at least not unless we've mastered teleportation skills. So by loving what we do and intending to do it with love in our actions, we begin to see achievements made. Impatience and desperation become limiting. Our frustration and discontent do not make things happen any faster. And what's behind our intentions then only brings about sloppy results and mistakes, and it can cause all kinds of setbacks or delays through incompetency and carelessness. Intent should flow from our hearts through thoughts and actions, and it should flow smoothly into the directions we want to go, intending to do the best that we can. Believing without a doubt, in our own abilities negates doubts that would sabotage our efforts. Believing replaces that negative energy with empowerment and allows us the clarity of mind to continue our efforts with conviction. With focused intent, we begin to flow into them rather than rushing headlong into things or kicking and screaming our way through our lessons. by doing what we love and what makes us happy, we come to our greatest success and our joy will be contagious. We can't fail at what we love when we're flowing in that love energy. One of the major things that will hinder and limit success is when we attach to the outcome of situations or circumstances. And by this, I mean when we project that outcome into manifesting a specific way. All too often, we find ourselves attaching to the how it's going to play out. And that only creates challenges, and those limitations become present again. By believing that it can only happen this way or in some specific manner, that limits things by what we're able to perceive. It distracts us from being open to other possibilities. And believe me when I say that the universe is limitless in its possibilities. If we think it can only happen in a set manner, we limit all those other possibilities and we create hindrances not only for ourselves, but for our spirit helpers and those around us. We miss the mark, so to speak, because we're focused here and the opportunities coming our way are presenting themselves over there and we're not paying attention. Ouch! When the universe comes into play, it's going to be manifesting and drawing from all the elements of life to co-create. That means that the pieces or aspects of manifestation will come from all directions, not just one avenue. The universe is not limited by the restraints of the physical world we dwell in. We need to recognize that taking our perceptions beyond the physical into the spiritual essences that permeate every aspect of life, that allows us to see the fullness at play. It doesn't matter if we're seeking to achieve enlightenment or a physical accomplishment of some sort. Whatever it may be, we must stop limiting ourselves by thinking that can only be achieved in a specific manner. And by accepting this premise, we still cannot conceive all the universe is capable of doing. However, we can release the outcome into more capable hands while doing what we can to embrace the opportunities and blessings that the universe brings us. It's important to understand that the universe's job is to assist us in the best way possible and remain open to the opportunities and synchronicity of events coming our way. Remember, the universe is responsive. It responds to what we believe, and if we believe something to be impossible or an aspect of ourselves to be improbable, the universe is going to say, okay, so be it. And that's what we'll experience. We'll miss the mark because we've created a challenge or a blockage that seems highly overwhelming and won't see where opportunity is striking. We often set limitations with the timing of matters too. Don't expect the exact timing, but do remain open to things happening at the appropriate time. The universe always works for the higher good of all involved, and we don't always see that we're not the only one at play in matters. There is humor in this because when we come to see what's manifesting, we find it usually is an enhancement to what we'd planned and has come into being through the least likely ports of entry with precision orchestration to boot. Now, our thoughts and feelings determine our realities and the abundance we receive in life. Our mind is like a machine. It's a processor. And believe it or not, it processes over 2,000 thoughts a minute. And that's a lot of brain power. What are you doing with your thoughts? Are you allowing them to be random, or are you placing your awareness with them to bring them into a more positive focus? Remember, as we think, we will act. Our thoughts are our motivators and our means of manifestation when we act on them. It's time we all realize that we're the ones we've been waiting for. It's time to see it's up to us to choose to experience the co-creative process of manifesting our dreams with the assistance of the universe, of spirit and Mother Earth, and the divinity of the oneness. We alone can choose to use our abilities to bring forth peace, beauty, love, to give from our hearts and bring forth the miracles and blessings in so many shapes and sizes. All we have to do is set our intention and focus our energy to acquire whatever it is we desire, and then remain open to the efforts and conceptualizations that come our way. If there are challenges, obstacles, or blockages in our way, if we are feeling limited, we need to remember that we put the limits there either through our insecurities, fears, a lack of feeling deserving, or some other negative perception. We also put them there by needing life lessons that will prepare us to handle whatever it is we're to receive or achieve. We can usually tell that is the case when those hit because we tend to start kicking and screaming in resistance to it. And it's up to us to change our behavior then, isn't it? Our actions, self-perceptions, and our beliefs will block us or allow us passage forward. Stuffing emotions, carrying anger, resentment, hostility, holding on to vengeance, these things block and limit us too. We can't be happy if we're wallowing in negativity. We can't achieve if we are self-sabotaging. So how do you recognize when you're creating your own limitations? What do you do to reach beyond the boundaries you've created for yourself? Only you can answer that. But if we go back to that awareness test where we're talking about looking at the past and how we've handled things in the past, we're going to find what we don't want to do is procrastinate. You'll find those answers coming right into view. Now, I want to share about the ancient guru with you. And as I go through this, I can't take credit for this material. And to be honest with you, I don't even recall where I came across it. But I had it in one of my save files, and I want to share it with you. Now, granted, some of the language may be offensive, and I apologize for that, but the risk is worth it as the content is both raw and powerful, as well as a bit crass and provocative. I'm going to call it the Ancient Guru, and you'll know why very quickly. It goes like this. Pretend I'm an ancient guru. Yes, it's a stretch, but humor me for a moment. You have got a good imagination, and you probably owe me a favor or two. Come on, put aside your skepticism. I will even help you out. I'm sitting high on a rugged mountaintop, and you just climbed the whole damn thing to see me. You're covered in sweat, and your legs are all scratched from those damn prickly bushes and that line, the bushes that lined the trail. Short shorts were a bad idea. You worked your ass off to get up here, and it was one hell of a climb. But I'm guru fabulous, like nothing you've ever seen before. I'm all wrinkled skin and wise eyes and radiating thousand-year-old wisdom. Plus, I'm wearing a freaking insane pair of red stilettos and a dress you would kill to get your hands on. I've got a rockin' body for an old girl. Do not even try to pretend you didn't notice. You are in awe. It's a damn good thing because a healthy dose of awe is the price of admission on my mountaintop, baby. Still you doubt. You think she'd better damn well make this worthwhile. I gaze at you with my 1,000-year-old guru fab wisdom, and you listen. You listen because I'm an ancient sage in drag queen stilettos, and you know I've got to be speaking the truth, and I say only four words. Let yourself be moved. You want to live with a wide-open heart? Let yourself be moved. You want to break through old patterns and discover yourself anew? Let yourself be moved. You want to fall in love, heal a broken heart, make right a deep injustice, smash through paradigms, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and change the freaking world? Let yourself be moved. We live most of our lives with our guard way up. Well-built walls protect us from threats both real and imagined. We are splintered and patched and numb to the core, but we keep our game face on always. We nurture our skepticism and our cynicism and that tiny kernel of innate distrust until they're larger and harder and more powerful than we ever wanted them to be. We give the bad more power than the good, even when we do not intend to. This life? It can be hard, on your knees, sobbing for mercy, crazy effing hard. But we have moments of brilliance, experiences that wake us up to the sheer beauty of the universe and chip away at our cynicism and distrust. Interactions that feed our souls, open our hearts, and convince us that just possibly, maybe, perhaps, life really is inherently good. And those moments, my sweet friends, only occur under certain circumstances when we're safe or brave or distracted or badass crazy enough to lower the veils, dismantle the walls, and blast the hell through the numbness into a place of deep feeling. And I mean deep, people. Brilliance never settles for superficial. Brilliance only happens when we let ourselves be moved. But there's a catch. One little guru fab caveat that I will let you in on because I totally think you are ready. Brilliance rarely feels entirely gentle. Yes, it can be transcendent and awe-inspiring and all kinds of fabulous, but it can also be utterly terrifying. Brilliance exists so far outside of our everyday detachment that it can rock our world and talk about being moved. Brilliance of the life-altering variety can feel like a whirlwind around the world in 80 days mind trip. It can bring up all sorts of baggage we did not know we were lugging around and test us in ways we never anticipated. Insecurity, scarcity, limiting beliefs, debilitating jealousy. Yes, yes, and yes, yes, yes. How about all the above plus a dose of paranoia, all wrapped up in a two-for-one order of heart-pounding fear? Hell yeah, sign me up. And the only way through that whole mess, let yourself be moved some more. Caveat number two. Sir Isaac Newton was on to something when he formulated that pesky little law of inertia. Dear old Newty scored major points on his science quiz with this little gem. If you ain't been a moving, you ain't so likely to be moved. It's going to take a little practice at first, a nudge in the right direction, or a giant push toward your desire. You want change? Start seeking out change makers and soak up their intensity. You want to get over a broken heart? Start by actively falling in love with yourself. You need to stop standing still, polish up your dancing shoes, and start with a slow shimmy. You want to be moved? Get off your ass and get moving. Refuse to remain stagnant. Stop accepting the status quo. Do not let society dictate how you feel or live or love. Not one more day of allowing your past or your family or your community to choose your life for you. Reject the idea that you must settle for breathing just a little and calling it a life. No longer feel limited by protective walls or numbness or that tiny voice that tells you to play it cool, don't hope too much, feel too much, want too much, love too much. And that nagging little voice, it's got to go. Just let yourself be moved, damn it. Now, it would personally, that's the end of that quote. I would personally like to add to this great piece that it's important to allow that little nagging voice to start shouting directions. And when you do, you're off and running. Why? Because it only serves your highest good. So I'll leave you with this interesting pep talk. I rather like it a lot. I again apologize for the language because it's not mine, but I didn't want to destroy the quote, so I spoke out. Anyway, I'd rather leave you with this and take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to get into readings for the rest of the hour. So I hope what I've shared with you this evening is something that you found helpful. And you can give me a call in to the phones at 914-338-0494. Pressing option number one puts you in the queue. And I will be happy to take your calls and do a reading for you. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to take 4 minutes and enjoy the interlude with Simply Red and Holding Back the Years. Here we go. Back and forth.
Fear I've had so
had myself on mute. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Cinnamon Moon at Night, and the show is sponsored by the Spirit Lodge Resource and Study Center that's located at spiritlodge.itgo.com. It's an evening with me, and I've been talking about overcoming limitations, and then I went into the Ancient Guru. It's just a piece that I love. I think it's very motivational. Language is a little colorful, but it's still a good piece. I'm going to do some free readings this evening. And if you'd like to join me on the air with a topical comment or question, you're welcome to do that. The rest of the show is going to be devoted to this. 914-338-0494. Option number one puts you in the queue. All calls will be taken in the order they're received, and the first three are from area codes 917-520 and 856, and then we've got a fourth caller in line, 914. So if you want to get in line, there's room for you. Give me a call. Okay, let me bring 917 exchange 627. You're on the air. Can I get your name, please?
Oh, sure. My name is Tim, calling from New York. How you doing, Cinnamon?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm good. Grinding out the end of the year like everyone else in these crazy times, trying to stay sane.
Yeah, I hear you there. What can I do to help you tonight?
Oh, just had a question. I guess it's apropos for the topic you're speaking of, I'm trying to stop procrastinating and bring in abundance and some great things. So I'm setting intentions. Haven't been remembering dreams, but I'm trying to just ask for a little lead from spirit. So I'm still meditating, doing a little chakra grounding at night, visualization before I go to sleep, asking for guides to help me along the way. Any tips or messages, greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Well, let me see what I can get for you.
Sure.
Sounds like you're doing all the right stuff. That's good. When we do the right things, those upstairs are smiling on us. So you just keep doing what you can do. That's always enough. I like to tell people that when you do the best you can, whatever it is, whether it's 10% or 150% that you can give, that's all mm-hmm. Spirit's asking you to do. So you're never falling short.
Okay.
Is there a goal, Tim, that you have that you want to rush into kind of headlong?
I'd like to pivot into something else from what I'm currently doing, something that's maybe more suited for my temperament and some creative skills that I have. So it's kind of hard to visualize when you're not exactly sure what that is. So I've been concentrating on how I'd like to feel, some freedom, some creativity, some more income.
Okay. I'm getting that there is a desire to get going with things. You have been through in the past a very healthy dose of healing in some manner, and that, I don't know if that brought you to your spirituality. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, that's making sense to me.
Okay. And then I would say over the last 6 to 12 months or so, I feel there has been some procrastination. I feel that there is also a male figure that has kind of hindered you in some way. I don't know what he did, but I feel he's either held you back or created some sort of blockage, and you're discontent with that now. You want to turn to spirit and say, all right, steer me in the right direction. Starting in about 3 weeks, so the early part of next month, or the end of this month even, it's possible, you need to open your eyes and be aware of the unexpected in good ways. I feel like the dreams that you hold are meant to manifest. I feel like in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be an event that you attend. I don't know if it's online or physically in person, but it's a very celebratory event, and mm-hmm. it feels like it just brings the right energy into your life, and then the unexpected follows that. Any shadow work or darkness from the past can be released now. So that's good for you. I let the procrastination go. It only prevents you from getting where you want to go. You know, Indeed. It's like the dishes are piled up in the sink, but once I get over there and I start putting the soap and water together, everything gets done. I just keep going. I'm fine with it. I can let my mind wander. I can do what I want to do mentally while I'm cleaning the dishes. So procrastination comes along before I walk up to the sink and I look at that pile of dishes and I say, I don't want to do those. I'll wait an hour. I'll wait 2 hours. Maybe I'll do them later this afternoon. Nothing gets done if you procrastinate. So I would say let go of the procrastination because that's your only obstacle that I can see.
Okay. Duly noted.
All right.
Thank you so very much. Okay. Light and love. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you. Okay. And area code 520. You're coming on. Good evening. Can I get your name?
Gosh. Yeah, who even knows what else?
Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you, honey. You're breaking up. Hello?
Hello?
520. Can you speak up, please?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm on this early. Oh, I'm lucky. Thank you. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Lisa. I apologize. You were reading off a list of phone numbers, and I thought, oh, I'm not one of them. But I guess I misunderstood. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
How are you, Lisa?
Oh, well, I'm happy to talk with you. The question, if I could ask, please. I know you're not a doctor. I know this. And I've been shocked by, I've just been experiencing a lot of dizziness. And so I went to my doctor, and she sent me home with the idea that if I just clean up my diet, because I told her I was cleaning up my diet and, you know, doing yoga, working out, blah, 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 that would work. And so it was under control for a few weeks, and then all of a sudden the dizziness got more severe, much more severe. So I called her, went back in, and she's referred me to a specialist. For a part of the body, you know, that, you know, my pulse rate is very high and stuff like that. Do you psychically, do you see me coming out of this without having to take medications? And I've always been very healthy. I've been the healthiest horse on the planet as far as I'm concerned, but
uh-huh.
I know I'm under a lot of stress.
Well, I can't diagnose, honey. I can just
tell you where I see you heading.
Honey. Okay.
And she's just guessing herself. You know, it's like...
Well, yeah, because she's sending you to a specialist because she doesn't know what it is. She might have a good idea, though.
Well,
she just can't say
medication.
Because it's not her just to diagnose. It could be blood pressure issues. Could be any number of things. I feel like you have more testing to do, but that you will have good news within 3 weeks. I can't say they won't give you medication to bring it under control. I can't say that.
I'm on medication, and I don't like it. I was very
upset.
Well,
the doctor you're
going to
go see could change that. A medication or have you do something else with your diet. I don't know what they're going to prescribe for you, but I do see you getting better.
Oh, good. Thank you.
This isn't going downhill. It's going to get better is what I see. So good news over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And you might be a little like me. My doctor laughs at me because I stand up and get dizzy sometimes, you know. And I've been complaining about it for a long time. But my blood pressure is on the low side of normal. And that's what he said. He says, you're going to have to be careful when you get older because you're going to stand up and fall over. I went, oh, great.
Well,
you know, but for me, it's blood pressure. But I don't have to be on medication for it. I just put my hand on the tabletop and stand up and give myself a second or two.
Yeah, and all of a sudden that's happening. And then she's seen me very low, extremely low, on vitamin D. But most of the people in this country are low on vitamin D. And so anyway, so she's got me on a high level of vitamin D. See, and I don't believe in pills. I believe in diet. Food is the medicine. But so I'm like,
vitamin D is sunlight, honey. 30 minutes of sunlight in a day is enough to keep you normal with vitamin D.
Yeah.
You might need the supplements temporarily, but if you can get out in nature just for half an hour, that's plenty.
I work out. I'm outside all the time. I'm glad.
It might be
an iron
deficiency, too.
Okay. Yeah, they
might
did
be
a panel
iron.
Of tests.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to test you some more, and they will find the answer for you, and I think it's going to be found very quickly, and that you'll be getting back on your feet, and by the end of, I want to say by the end of February, you're back to normal again. That's what it looks like.
Well, okay. Thank you so much, Cinnamon. And
you're welcome,
I'll just keep
honey.
Embracing the good energy.
Yeah.
But I'll keep that in mind on the iron deficiency. You know, I'll make sure that they test for that.
I would check that, and I don't know if you want to get a hold of me after the show or something, and we could look a little further. But I can't diagnose, so I have to say that.
No,
up front.
God, I know.
You know.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Okay.
This just threw me for a loop because I'm the healthiest horse on the planet, I think, and so I was like, what's going on?
You know, when things go with our health, it can get scary until we get some answers too, because we start thinking the worst. That unknown factor has us diving down rabbit holes faster than we can turn around sometimes. So try not to worry.
No, you're right.
I think it's something that's going to be okay. I don't
Thank
see it
you,
being
Cinnamon.
Life-threatening. I don't see it being a terrible lifelong issue that you have to deal with. It doesn't feel that way to me, but see what the specialist
Thank
has
you.
To say. And then keep me posted on that. I'd like to know how you're doing.
Thank you, Cinnamon. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Yep. You're welcome. You have a good night.
Oh, and you as well. You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, 914-338-0494, and option number one puts you in the queue. I have, let's see, area code 856 is next. I'm bringing you on. Just there you are, 856. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, Cinnamon. It's Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. How can I help?
I just want to know what you might pick up. I submitted a resume through an agency for a contract that's in based out of Florida. It's a 12-month contract to hire position, and it's 100% remote for now. But I just wonder what you see, if you see me getting that position.
Sure. Let me put you on speaker while I shuffle. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I feel that you are going to have an interview with this company. I want to say that it's very possible you could get the position. There are two people involved with the interview process. I don't know if that means you have a second interview or not. One is a man, the other one is a woman. The man is the one with the final say, and he hires you, is what it looks like. And I think you'll be very happy there.
What about the woman?
Down the road.
What'd you say?
It may lead to more down the road, you know, where you would maybe be hired on permanently or another contract with them, something I think could be renewed after the first one.
It's supposed to be 12 months and then a contract for the first 12 months, and then it's supposed to be contract to hire if it works
mm-hmm.
out.
Okay.
And, I would be working for, I think the woman is the hiring manager. Like, she would be the one I would be reporting into. How do you think she would feel? Would her and I work well together?
I think so. She feels a bit distant to me. Like, she expects you to be independent. She isn't a micromanager. She expects you to micromanage yourself. Breathing down.
Yeah. That
Which
sounds
is not
good,
a bad thing. I don't know about you, but I don't like somebody breathing down my neck when I work.
No, I don't either. I'm very self-directed because I know what I have to do. And if I need guidance, I'll go ask for it. But otherwise, leave me alone and I'll get the work done. Okay, that sounds good. And then do you see me actually moving down there, Cinnamon, down to Florida?
I don't think you need to. I'm not seeing a move at this time. I think you could stay with them and work remote. That's what it looks like. If you want to go down there, you can, but I don't see anything hindering you either way, but it doesn't feel like it's a necessity that you move.
Yeah. No, it's not a necessity. They said it's 100% remote, maybe on-site one or two, once or twice, you know, a month or so, maybe occasionally, but for the most part, it's really going to be remote.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds good. They have offices all over the place, but they want somebody that's on the East Coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks pretty promising to me, so I would tell you you're on the right path. Keep going with it.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Cinnamon.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Take care.
You too, honey.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Area code 917 and 376 exchange. You're on the air, and then 860 will follow. 917, good evening. Can I get your name, please?
Good evening, Cinnamon. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful, and I hope you're doing well, too.
Oh, I am. Thank you. How can I help?
Could I just ask for a general reading or message from Spirit?
Sure. Let me see what I get. Hey, Ellen, when I do this type of reading, I don't always understand what I'm getting, so I'm going to be asking you, does this make sense? Does this make sense? The first thing I'm shown is that you need to be open for the unexpected in good ways, thinking outside the box, thinking creatively to resolve issues or situations in your life. They're also telling me that you became either disenchanted or totally fed up with a situation. It's over, you're done, you have nothing more to give to that. Is that making sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. It probably sounds like work. I am disenchanted and have been for a while. And then with the pandemic, it's not that easy to look for alternative work. And during this time, I've been thinking about what do I want to do next? I want a complete change and do want something far more creative than what I've been doing. So it is making sense.
Okay, good. They also tell me have you been through a breakup or a loss in love in the last year or so?
No, not in the last year.
Okay. I'm getting a parting of ways. I don't know what that's about.
No, it's a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if it's still having effects on me. That's all.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then the next situation they're showing me makes perfect sense because you're letting it go. You're letting restrictive thinking. You're letting go of other people's opinions, other people's judgment, and you're going based on your own. And that allows you to take a path of what I would call moderation. You're not overindulging. You're not pushing yourself beyond what you're capable of. You're not putting yourself out there in a costly manner. And it looks like the next couple of months are favoring you. I feel that there is some good news. If you're applying for work, I think there's good news coming your way. And that an offer will come to you. And then as winter's ending and spring is just starting to come around the corner, I see you rather satisfied with the way things have been turning out. So it looks promising for me, or for you.
Well, that does sound good. I haven't been looking because of that. I'm sorry, I really should be looking for work, but I decided instead of like looking for more or less the same that I've been doing, I really want to get refocused and do something very different. And I haven't figured out how to get into this other area.
Do you know what you want to do?
Not exactly. But I do have the field that I would like to work in. Something that would allow me to do more environmentally based stuff. And it could be a lot of things. I mean, that's so broad, and I'm open to it. I want something to be able to let me connect more with nature than what I do now. Now I work in an office. I take the subway or the train to work, and it's like I don't get much chance to even, you know, hug a tree.
Are you one to meditate, Ellen?
I do find it very difficult. You and I spoke about this like 2 months ago, and you gave me some hints, and I just still couldn't meditate. I tried to do guided meditations. I do prayer. Sometimes I will, you know, I will
prayer
play some like
prayer is meditation, honey.
Okay. Well, then I do it.
If you're praying and you've said what you had to say and you sit there for a few minutes afterwards and just kind of listen for the answer, that's meditation. Okay? The answers come. What I would suggest, if prayer seems to work for you, from the heart, just ask Spirit, what direction do I need to go in? Please give me a sign. Let me know where I can be the most useful, where I will be happiest, those types of questions, and then remain open to signs or feelings or thoughts that come into your mind, either in the moment or shortly thereafter for the next day or two even. Okay? Because sometimes we're given information instantly. I often get it that way. However, there are other times that it takes a while before the signs come in and before you can get that sense of direction that you need. And so if you know the general vicinity you want to go in, ask guidance to come through and show you something. And then just stay open, stay consciously aware that it could be a billboard that says something, and to you it says something totally different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. It could be a billboard. It could be a line in a movie. It could be an article you read in the newspaper. It could be a magazine article where somebody's talking about their life and whatever they had to say rings a bell for you. It might be an overheard conversation in a restaurant from total strangers. It can come in any number of ways. Might be a dream. I'll tell you a little story. I had an accident in January, and I should not have walked away from it. My car rolled 3 times. I was 45 miles away from home, and I was uninjured and able to drive back home again. And the police, the sheriff, the man from the tow truck that came and got me out of the ditch, they all said you should be either in the hospital or morgue, one of the two. It's amazing that you weren't. I knew I was watched over. I didn't know who watched over me. But I was saying thank you for 3 days. And then I really wanted to know who had helped me. And I was thanking everybody I could think of upstairs, because I didn't know. And about on the fourth night, I dreamed about my great aunt. And I was at the cemetery looking for her grave, and I couldn't find it. And I was talking to the man from the office, and I asked him for a map, and he said, there is no map. And I got really mad at him because I knew there was. And I got so upset that it woke me up, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's a really strange dream. And that afternoon I was going through a box and unpacking it, and darned if my aunt's map to her gravesite wasn't in there. And it shouldn't have been. It should have been in the family album with all the vital statistics. So I knew that she had been one of those watching over me, and I could say thank you to her. So it comes in strange ways. I would never have expected that. It's more than coincidence that I would dream about the map to her grave and then come across it that afternoon. That just doesn't happen. So
what
be prepared.
Story.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But be prepared for spirit to answer you in some unique, ironic way. I love the irony of guidance. I just love it. It fascinates me because they can come across in the strangest ways, things that we'd never think of anything, you know?
No, I agree. If you don't mind my sharing a story.
No.
I was moving. And I hadn't yet found an apartment that would allow me to take my cats. So I was like in between places, and I had to park my cats with a foster home until I found this place that would allow me to take cats. So it's kind of a long story, and it upset me very much because they're my family. And I had to take the subway home after dropping them off, and in the subway was a busker, and he was playing something, and I couldn't figure it out, so I started listening. And it was that song from the West Side Story. It was Somewhere There's a Place for Us. I know, that's a romantic song, but nevertheless, if you listen to the words, it was kind of consoling me that, don't worry, you will find the apartment where you can take your cats with you. And it was like, I thought it was such a strange story. I mean, how often do you even hear that song these days?
There is beyond coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence other than two events coinciding at the same time for an intended purpose. I think there's a sense for everything.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you found the place, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was probably about a week later, and I was able to pick up the cats and bring them with me. Yeah.
Oh, and they were happy to be back with Mama.
Oh, they were, and I was very happy to have them.
Yeah,
but I always remember that story, hearing that song in the subway, and part of me laughed, saying, "Is the universe laughing at me?" And then I realized, you know, that was the best consolation one could have. It was kind of letting me know things will be okay.
Yeah, yeah, good for you. I'm glad that it happened that way. And now you know what I'm talking about, then.
I do. There are stories like that, but I do. And thank you so much for sharing your experience, Cinnamon.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good night, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Coming on here will be 860 and 561 will follow.
Hello.
Can I get your name?
Yes, Cinnamon, it's Amala. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Amala. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I
What's
have a
your mind?
This is my birthday is actually coming up. It's December 16th, so it's a month away. And I'm just wondering what's going on with me for the next month or into the new year, 6 weeks from now, happening. Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you.
Do you have plans?
No, not yet. But. I hope things could socially pick up a little bit. I've been cleaning out the closet a lot. Yeah.
Are you in a relationship, Amala?
No.
Well, I think there's somebody coming into your life from a distance. You haven't met yet. When you meet, I feel like he will be very interesting to talk with, and you will become friends, and then it will develop into romance. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
I think it's the new year when he comes in. Well, he could come in in the next couple of weeks, but it's the new year before he comes into your life romantically.
That makes sense because you just said I'll be friends first. Okay.
Yeah. And then I get that he brings a healing energy with him. He has integrity. He has a very warm heart. He's intelligent, and he's I feel like he could come to you through his occupation somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
What capacity, it might be a service-oriented occupation. Let me see. You can let go of worries. You're on a good path.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to bring things your way that are going to make you happy. I feel like 2021 is going to be better to you than 2020 was.
That makes sense for a lot of us.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of, it's interesting, my dreams are so vivid and lucid and fluent and so karmic. It's just, I'm getting rid of so many past lives.
Actually,
in a way though, but it scares me. Like yesterday or the day before, I woke up with cold sweats because it was just so powerful. And I'm just like, what is happening? I don't know, but it was very interesting. So, cleaning up a lot of junk this past fall.
Are you journaling those dreams?
Yes.
Do you write about them?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. It was just let me just give you an example. Like, I think you might know this. I'm not sure. I'm legally blind, and I know in past lives, I've also been deaf, not Helen Keller, but I've been deaf and blind. And there was a dream where it was 2 days ago, and I was screaming for dear help, and it was in a bad situation. And I was screaming for anybody to help me. And there were people around in my dream that I saw that could come and help me, and nobody did. And so it's just kind of like I was screaming for help. It's like that deaf person who cannot verbalize their words.
Mm-hmm.
It was so powerful. It was really, really powerful. Yeah. So,
I would think that God is there for you, though. That's where these dreams are coming from, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either from your own spirit or your spirit helpers. They're helping you clear that. Clear that away.
Yep.
Maybe this will be the last lifetime that you have to go with the blindness.
Right, and I think it is, because it's more like the awareness has never been stronger. Like the power within me that I'm finding more and more is that when it's one of my, I'm a writer too, and one of my lines is, with no sight, I have more insight. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It's like the third eye is my superpower. And I think
this
is it. I really do. I think this is it of the blindness, karmic thing going on and on and on. So, and I also was told by a past life regression person that this is the first time I do have partial vision, meaning I can still see, even as I'm speaking to you, I still have vision. I can still physically read. So this is the first time I could actually see versus the other ones. I was pretty much blind. So it's very interesting, very, very interesting what's coming up. And I'm ready for a new beginning. So it's funny that I usually call about the relationship with you, and then like I ask about my birthday, and that's what came up. That just makes me laugh, makes me smile. But,
well, that's a nice birthday present.
Absolutely, and the best thing is when you could start out as friends. There's nowhere else to go but up. So there you go.
Well,
I will definitely keep you posted. Yeah.
I'm 100% in agreement with that. My husband is my best friend, and we grew up together, and very happy. We've got a healthy relationship. Very healthy.
I am so happy for you. And, you know, it's very rare nowadays that you have, it's very rare. No tolerance. You know, people are just, it's kind of like ADD with social media. You just keep on scrolling. That's what people do with friendships. They just scroll them away, you know. I know that, you know, one thing is for sure is that we all are deserving. If anything I've learned
We are so deserving, and why settle for anyone less than what you're looking for? You deserve
absolutely.
The best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of people go wrong is in compromising so much.
Yep.
They get into a marriage or a relationship, and then it falls apart, and they wonder why.
Yep.
Wasn't right.
And it's
enough
because they're compromising themselves. I've been in relationships myself where I'm holding the boulder and lifting the relationship. It shouldn't have to be that way. It should never have to be where you're holding boulders to make the relationship work. No.
Right. Yeah.
No.
I agree. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, honey, thank you for calling in. I've got a couple more callers I need to take.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a wonderful birthday, Amala.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right,
take
dear.
Take a care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Okay, area code 561 and then 813.
Mm.
561.
Hi, Sue. My name is Stacy. I want to know when... Yeah, it's at work, the sales haven't been coming in. I haven't had a good paycheck, and I was wondering when things will get better.
You're wondering what, honey?
When things will get better at work financially, because, you know, it's like I make commissions and base, and right now last week was like the worst, you know, week. You know, I haven't made a lot last week, and you know, I'm worried because you know finances, and it's just
okay,
you know what I mean. And today started off with nothing, you know, it wasn't that good today either.
Well, for one thing, it's never a smooth, consistent, smooth road. There's ups and downs, hills and valleys. So that's part of it. And if you can flow with those hills and valleys, then you know when you're up, you're up. And when you're down, you can keep yourself up a little bit. I feel like healing energy is coming in, but I don't see it until probably mid-January.
Really?
Before it gets considerably better.
Yeah, so... Oh, you mean, yeah, work-wise, it'll be just like this.
Yeah.
But you don't see me getting fired, do you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They like me, but, you know, I'm just, you know, it's not like a good paycheck like I was beforehand. So you think that, you know, it'll be around the same.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But
and then it's improving. It's improving in the new year, so things are even better then. Healing energy, financially speaking, is coming into play. So I don't know whether that's going to be a promotion at work or if you're going to find a different job. But whatever it is that comes in, and this would be mid-month, it looks like it's very promising and it gives you a lift in life. So I don't think you've got much longer to wait.
Yeah, you said you think it's a new job or different, you know, or the same job.
I think it would be a new job for a different employer, or it will be a new job with your current employer, one or the other, but you're advancing, and that means more money coming in, better work environment. It's like everything is renewed.
It's going to be, Yeah, because they may go into a new office or they may go into a new shift.
Okay. Well, there's a shift in January for you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, my birthday's coming up. I guess the day after Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm still alone, you know. It's like I'm not. Yeah. But it's so hard to find work, and I'm just scared, you know.
Mhm. Well, they're telling me that it's going to pass, and you'll be okay.
Yeah. So mid January, it looks good.
It looks very good. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Uplifting,
yeah.
Uplifting renewal, and a healing to your spirit. So you're going to like
yeah.
when changes come. And, you know, you need to look at yourself and say, I've made it this far. I'm not done. I'm going to make it further. Because things always have a way of working out if you allow it.
Yeah, because I don't know why the leaves are bad. Is it like, is that intentional or is it just for everyone?
Well, I think it's happening that way for a lot of people, but sometimes when we're challenged this way, it's to challenge our faith. Do we hang on to it or throw it away?
Yeah, because I'm not quitting, you know. I mean,
well, then you're holding faith.
Firing me.
That's holding faith. They believe in you and you believe in them.
Yeah, I don't have, like, any friends at the job. You know, it's like, go to work and I'm just there for the paycheck. I don't really care for the people, but I'm just there because I need, you know, I have bills to pay.
Sure. Well, you might want to think about keeping your options open and maybe going somewhere else or seeing if there isn't an opportunity that presents within the company. And I would look for that in the new year.
Okay, so things look good in the new year.
They do, yes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I had a rough year. I mean,
yeah, a lot of us have, honey. A lot of people have. You're not alone. I know it feels that way, but you're not. The whole country's been going through trauma, so... Try to just hang in there. Even the businesses, you know, I mean, they're freezing their assets. They're letting people go. Be grateful that you've got the job. Be grateful you've got one. A lot of people don't. And their unemployment
is
running out.
When is the COVID thing going to change?
I don't know. I don't even address the COVID.
Terrible.
I don't. I know what my thoughts are, but it's a political issue, and I don't go into that. I think it's something we all have to come to terms with.
Oh. Oh my God! Yeah, I mean,
they're talking. You know, you don't know from one minute to the next what the government's going to do. They lift the restrictions and then they put them on us again. So it's like a yo-yo.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, COVID thing is terrible. I mean,
of course it is.
Like, yeah, everyone in my office almost had it. I didn't have it, luckily, because I wear a mask.
Well.
Yeah, imagine my whole office.
We've got two family members and one died.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so can't change things, you know. We have to flow with it and just keep going. Keep your faith strong. Keep taking precaution. Do what you can. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, yeah. I'm just, you know. So I won't have a better week until 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's scary.
Well, I think you're going to be doing better in the new year, honey. I'm going to have to let you go for now because I've got other callers in line. But
okay.
Thank you for calling in. You be well, Stacey.
Thank you so much. Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 813. You're on the air. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, Cindy. My name is Shante.
Hi, Shante. How are you?
Hi, Miss Cindy. I just want to know, I really don't have a question, but I'm just feeling like I'm stuck. I'm trying to move forward. I'm trying to move. I don't know if I'm in the right relationship. I've been proposed to, but I'm still unsure. So,
really?
I'm being honest. And it's like, I just need some reassurance, like, you know, am I on the right path? And I have an obstacle in the way that got in the way where a money order got lost in the mail, so it's keeping me from moving. I don't know if the landlord playing with me. I'm just,
oh, no.
You know. So I just need to know if will I get over these obstacles.
You have the receipt for the money order?
Yeah, I just did the process of putting a stop to it. The stop hold on to it, and I said I wasn't waiting for that. I'm going forward with that. So I just want to know, do you see me moving, and do you see me getting married? Because I'm unsure about both.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
give me the truth.
We'll see what comes up here.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're moving forward. Good news is coming your way within 14 days, and I feel you're on the move in 3 weeks at the most,
yes,
heading for your goals.
My lease end in three more weeks.
Okay, well, there you go. There's your move. Love is definitely true. The proposal
really?
Is sincere.
Mm-hmm.
To accept it, you've got to feel that's right for you, though. I can't make up your mind on who you're going to marry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to say, that's the man I want to be with.
And stop having fear.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's no guarantees that we're going to be happy ever after.
Absolutely.
But if you've got a good man that treats you with respect and loves you and is compassionate and he has some integrity to him, well, if he's like that, what are you going to let him go for? They're hard to find.
My trust issues.
How many men have you been through to find him? Good grief.
He's actually, we were best friends. His name is James. We were
best
friends.
Funny?
We never crossed the line. And he got tired of it. He was like, I want to try something with you. You know me, and I know you. So what we...
Yeah, there's no pretense. You don't have to pretend to be anybody that you aren't.
No. We just, like, we brothers and sisters, but it's like... Am I doing the right thing? You know, you just...
It's a little better than brother and sister, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely... We have a great time. I've been saying to me, you won't take me there. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, I just had some unsurety. You know, I don't want to feel that way because I've been happy, and I don't want to spoil my happiness by me and my trust issues.
Yeah, the trust issues belong to the past. They don't belong to this. You've been best friends for how long?
Over 20 years.
Well, then I think you know who you're getting involved with.
Yeah, I do.
Aren't your odds better there than with anybody else?
Yeah, my type didn't work out. it never did. But this is a different, he's different, you know. He's very different
yeah.
than what I'm used to. And
well,
I guess,
you know what? They don't come wrapped in the package we think they're coming in.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think it was going to be this package until he came looking for me and was like,
yeah.
look, I want to try this with you. I don't want to keep looking. We both getting older, so.
Well,
what
he does have
world?
A point.
Oh, Miss Cinnamon. But, yeah, you just gave me some reassurance on my situation. But I really was worried about the move because I want a new energy. You know, I want a new
yeah.
beginning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you, when you move into the new place, smudge it real good.
Absolutely.
Whether it's with sage or cinnamon or something else,
yeah.
Palo Santo
okay.
or whatever you want to use. But
yes.
Make it clean energy when you go in the door and
okay.
then keep it that way. You'll be
I
fine.
I sure will. Oh, thank you so much, Miss Enemy. You
All
have
right,
a blessed
sweetie.
Night.
Trust your heart
right.
to lead you where you need to go. All right? It knows.
Best advice yep. ever.
Quit second guessing yourself.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I
You're
know.
Right.
That's what my guides tell me all the time. Stop second guessing. They yell at me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Okay. Area code 205 is next. 205, you're on the air. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, Cinnamon Brown. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't know if I would be able to get in to speak with you today.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Patricia.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now, Miss Cinnamon Brown?
Yeah, that's better. What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay.
Yes.
And how can I help you?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I've spoke to you about this. I know it's been a little while since I've spoke to you, but Reginald, ex-partner from 2.5 years ago. In the last 2 weeks, he has just been texting. He first to me about being truly sorry, and I accepted that and thought, okay, that's fine. He said, I'm very sorry. But then he has come with more texts since then, and I just want to know, what do he want from me?
Another chance. To where he's heading. Yeah.
How to hear you.
It feels to me. It feels to me as if. Yes, there's regrets, but there's also a recognition of what you had. And what he let slip through his fingers. And so he wants a rebirth. With a new attitude, new insights, stronger intentions for the better. And he started out making a truce, but I think he feels that there's potential here and would like to see where it can take you. So I think he's going to be around going into the new year and see where things happen. If you're cautious, or feeling reserved about that, then observe it for a while and just see where it's going. You don't have to commit to anything. See how he treats you. Let him do the initiating, and you'll see how intent he is to spend time with you or occupy your time so other men don't have room to get in there, you know. But you'll see how serious he is by letting him initiate things, and then you can just be receptive to that if it feels right to you. Check your resonance. We resonate with what's right for us. We feel it's right, and if it feels wrong, then we shouldn't do it. And every time we ignore that, we end up regretting it. So make sure you don't have regrets and brush him aside too fast, because he's grown and changed some.
Do he have anyone in his life that is he single?
I think he's single. You know. I'm not seeing another woman in the picture. So I think he's single and free to come forward.
Okay.
I think he's going to make a move somewhere around the first part of December. I think between now and then he's just chit-chatting with you and testing the water.
Yeah, I haven't responded to him because I just, you know, I'm just not sure of him. So I haven't responded to any of the texts.
Well, okay, I would say respond. Go ahead and respond, because that's the only way you're going to know is by the interaction.
Right.
But respond to the text and just be sociable and see where he tries to take things from there. Let him make the moves. He will. When a man wants to be with a woman, he stands on his head to get her attention. He will let her know, I'm interested in you. So let him show you that. And then you can be receptive to it if that's what you want. And if it isn't, then you can say, I don't want to lead you astray. This
right.
isn't going to work for me. You know, be honest, but do it with grace. If it's not right for you, it's not right for you. But if it is, grab onto it. It doesn't come every day.
That's true. Okay.
Sometimes the second time around is perfect. We've grown. We've come to understand things differently. Maybe we had some growing to do back in the beginning and didn't realize it, you know. And so we messed up. But I think he's pretty serious. Looks like you're going to be pretty happy here. So
really?
I think it has. Yeah, it has potential. Looks like it could go magical.
Wow. Wow.
So keep your mind, keep an open mind, but don't jump in with both feet until you're sure. That's all.
Right. Exactly.
A man has to treasure your heart. If you give him your heart, he has to take it like it's the most precious thing on earth.
Yes.
And treat you that way. If he's not treating you that way, you don't need him.
That's right.
That's my opinion.
And it was hard. It was hard removing myself from this relationship with him at almost 3 years. So in a couple of months, it'll be 3 years. So, I guess a little hesitant, but it was a hard thing. It was a hard thing. But when it was good, it was really good. And when it turned bad, it really turned sour.
That's part of the breaking apart process, though. It has to go sour so you can let go, you know. To me, it looks like you're on the right course. I see a feeling in the air that happiness is waiting for you. I see a rebirth, and so that kind of indicates that maybe this should start up again. But again, you've got to listen to your heart, not mine.
Right.
You do what you feel is right for you. I don't want to make anybody's mind up about a life partner, but he looks like a decent guy. He looks like he's got integrity. His heart's in the right place, and he wants to move forward. So I would see where he wants to take it. Let him demonstrate that to you. He may not have the words right off the bat. He's just feeling things, and he's going through it by experience, where you're getting a big picture. So you can kind of know what to watch for, but let him take the lead. Let him, you dance with him. Dance with him and see where he takes you across that dance floor.
I like that analogy. Thank you so much, Cinnamon Brown. I love you. God bless you.
You're welcome,
and
honey.
Stay safe. Thank you.
All righty.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Okay, everybody. Well, you know, we're going to shut down early tonight, I think. I don't have any more callers in line. So let me just say thank you for tuning in and telling your friends about the show. I really appreciate that. I think that you are such beautiful, powerful, magnificent spirits. If you can see your own light, remember that you stand in it and make it shine. Become a beacon and let others see you for the beauty that you are. You're a divine being. Meet me back here next Monday for guest night, and I will be joined by Rebecca Thompson. She's the author of Rebecca Rising, and then she wrote Sunday at 8:30. In the meantime, I can be reached to discuss confidential matters on my Cinnamon Moon page or through the Two Moons Talking Group over on Facebook, as well as through the Resource and Study Center at spiritlodge.itgo.com. And until next week, blessings and a warm good night. Thank you for joining me this evening. Bye.